60 seconds away from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, it is Friday.
Woo!
And so we're trying this new thing where we feel good.
Oh, yeah. Feel goody.
That was hard for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Feel goody yes. Friday is what we're calling it right now. We just go around and talk about what we feel good about to start the show since it is Friday. So let's go around the room. Digital Jake, what do you feel good about today?
Hi, Jubal. It's Digital Jake.
Hey.
I'm feeling good this Friday, Jubal, because my hard work's about to pay off. I've been grinding for the past couple weeks watching every episode of Breaking Bad, and today the Breaking Bad movie comes out on Netflix.
That's right.
El Camino, baby.
That's today? It's out today?
I heard about that.
I've been looking forward to that too.
A lot of hard work. I'm looking forward to watching it tonight.
All right.
Dude, that's a lot of binge watching.
It is. I work very hard. Thank you for pointing that out.
A lot of hard work. All right, Noah, the intern, what do you feel good about today?
You guys know I'm a student and classes just started up. I'm just happy because in each and every one of my classes, there is at least one beautiful girl.
That motivates you to get to class.
You'll actually be in class.
That should be a requirement.
Maybe not on time, though.
All right. Technical director Barbecue Chris, what do you feel good about?
I'm going to freeze my butt off this weekend, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go camping.
I'm glad you got the camping part in there. I was just like, if that's it, that's a very odd thing to feel good about. I'm just going to freeze my butt off. That's all.
Yeah, that was a weird intro.
Yeah. All right, Brooke, what do you feel good about today?
My friends from out of town are coming into town, and they're hosting a Thanksgiving in October. So I am going to stuff my face, and my friend that's hosting is the most amazing cook ever.
Oh, wow. So you get pre-Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be so fat next week, you guys, and it is fine.
Okay, Jose, what do you feel good about?
I feel good because the tables have turned. For once in my life, I don't owe people money. People owe me money. And those people happen to be in this room.
Who?
Both you, Jubal, and young Jeffrey still owe me $50 each for our fantasy league. Every time I mention it, you're like, yeah, cool, and you just walk in the other room.
Well, Jose, maybe you should have invited me. I always pay my dues.
Next year. You're in.
Mm-hmm.
You can prepay right
sure.
now.
I don't want in.
Yeah, I know.
So you're the bill collector now.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I mean, pay me, please.
You're still not getting the money. But
for now, I'll take it.
All right. Young Jeffrey, what are you feeling good about today?
I feel good because this morning, our editor, Ashley, brought me in Starbucks coffee, and I didn't even ask for this. She just did it out of the kindness of her heart.
Oh,
teacher's pet.
I love her.
Yeah. Teacher's pet. I'm saying
seriously.
It now.
Seriously.
Teacher's pet.
Well, I mean, it probably is a little bit too cold for a grande iced mocha, but you know what? I appreciate the sentiment. Yeah. Thank you, Ashley,
That's
for this
great.
Free coffee.
Even though it's too cold. Mm. I didn't want an iced one.
Yeah, that was backhanded.
Yeah,
totally.
It was a little backhanded. And I feel good about today. I just haven't had a lot of comedy shows lately, and I kind of go crazy when I'm not on stage. So I have a bunch of bookings coming up, and I'm excited about that. Go to ugtickets.com. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey in studio with a hat full of names will draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? All right, Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
Oh, I got my own name.
All right. Still feeling good?
No.
Okay.
Give me my money.
Got the shot caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
A recent study looked back at the most popular Halloween costumes over the last decade. And turns out almost every single year, the biggest costume is a character from a blockbuster movie. For example, in 2013, everyone was dressing up as Iron Man.
Okay.
In 2014, it was Elsa from Frozen. In 2015, it was Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad.
Mm.
But the study found that there was actually one year where the leading Halloween costume was not from a movie.
Whoa.
And it happened in 2016 when people were inspired to dress up like characters from one particular TV show. What TV show was it?
Oh, wow.
2016, you said?
Mm-hmm.
What TV show was huge in 2016?
The Big Bang Theory is the first one that comes to mind for me.
Same with me. But I don't remember a lot of people dressing up as, like, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
So, my first thought for you is Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. That's really good, because that was like the number one TV show every year for years.
I mean, I never watched it as a
Me
problem,
neither.
So I couldn't tell you what character from Game of Thrones, because I think they're all named Sensei. What are their names?
Jon Snow?
Sensei?
Oh,
the Dark
Sensei. What's that white-haired girl's name?
You're thinking of Sensei the Dragon.
Yeah.
No.
Is it Sensei?
No.
Okay, well, that was wrong.
What other huge TV shows were on? Can't even think. I have the worst memory in this room. So, this is really hard.
I mean, Digital Jake did just talk about a very popular TV show. But
I was going to say Breaking Bad.
Oh, I already forgot what he said. That's how bad my memory is. That's right, because people would wear the meth jumpsuit.
Yeah, because it was easy.
Yeah.
It was easy and comfortable.
Yeah, meth jumpsuits.
The hazmat suit.
It's not called a meth jumpsuit for anyone trying to look that up online.
Emergency responders. Yeah. Like, pass me the meth jumpsuit. Yeah. I gotta put that on.
Okay. That's actually really good.
I read the question one more time.
Read it again.
A recent study looked back at the most popular Halloween costumes over the last decade, and turns out almost every year, the biggest costume is a character from a blockbuster movie. But the study found there was actually one year where the leading costume was not from a movie, it was from a TV show that happened in 2016. What show was it?
You know what I just thought of? Stranger Things.
Oh, I think
Remember
you're right.
Tons of people dressed up like Eleven.
That's a character from the show. I don't watch Stranger Things.
Yeah,
the number 11.
The number 11.
Yeah.
No, sorry. 11 is the girl on... Her real name is Millie Bobby Brown.
Jose, I have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
I'm constantly watching content.
Mm-hmm.
I know this show came out in 2016. A lot of people were tweeting about it. Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah, but I'm trying to remember... I guess I didn't go to a lot of parties either, but what did I see when I was out and about? Like...
Meth jumpsuits everywhere.
Yeah.
All you're seeing is meth jumpsuits.
I'm going to go with my favorite. I've seen every single season. Shout out to Stranger Things.
Almost every Halloween over the last decade, the most popular costume in America has come from some blockbuster movie. But back in 2016, the number one costume was actually inspired by a TV show. That was the first year that the show came out.
Uh-oh!
And immediately it won people over thanks to its unique storyline and nostalgic throwbacks to the 1980s. That's why the most popular Halloween costume of 2016 was dressing up like a kid from Stranger Things.
Yes! You did!
Woo! Jeffrey gets shocked!
Dang it. All right.
Love that show!
Got it right, and that means Jeff gets shocked, so pass the shot caller over to Jeff.
Here you go, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wanted to hear the Ghostbusters theme song, so you can sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Okay. When there's something strange in your neighborhood.
Yeah!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
When there's something weird and it does no good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Oh. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.